This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. There are likely some sleepy congressmen and women who were up all night debating President Trump's tax and spending bill. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been bashing the bill on the House floor for over 2 hours.
This disgusting abomination, the GOP tax scam, guts Medicaid, rips food from the mouths of children.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders and the White House work to win over key holdouts to oppose the Senate's changes to the measure.
I would say those meetings are having a big impact. Members are moving to yes. Donald Trump is the best closer in the business, and we're going to get it done.
After months of work in both chambers, President Trump's signature legislation is now poised to become law.
It could be up for a final vote later this morning. The president wants the bill on his desk by tomorrow. There was a deadly mass shooting outside a nightclub in Chicago last night. WBBM-TV reporter Darius Johnson is at the scene.
A city source tells us this was an album release party for Chicago female rapper Mellow Bucks. This was the release of her new album, Hollywood, and this was supposedly a private location. Witnesses say as people were leaving, a black SUV with multiple people inside pulled up and opened fire.
Four are confirmed dead, at least 14 injured. Sean Diddy Combs will stay in jail until his sentencing October 3rd. While he was acquitted of the racketeering and sex trafficking charges, he was convicted of prostitution offenses. Legal contributor Caroline Polizzi.
I think ultimately he's going to get a sentence that would include the time that he's already spent, that would include even up to October.
A wildfire northwest of Los Angeles spread quickly overnight.
The Madre Fire started in the Los Padres National Forest in San Luis Obispo County yesterday. It has scorched more than 35,000 acres, making it California's largest wildfire so far this year.
We cannot do it alone in isolation.
Just this week, Governor Gavin Newsom urged President Trump to recall the National Guard troops he sent to Los Angeles so they can help prevent wildfires. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Stock futures are up slightly as traders brace for June's big jobs report, which will be out in less than a half hour. It's expected the economy added 110,000 jobs last month, less than in May, with the unemployment rate inching higher. What's the biggest number one hit wonder of the 21st century, according to Billboard? Heat Waves by Glass Animals tops their list. It spent 5 weeks at the top of the charts in 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The biennial budget was signed into law at just after 1:30 this morning. Governor Tony Evers had his pen out early. It capped a marathon legislative session that saw bipartisan support and some opposition from both parties. The $111.1 billion plan includes major investments in health care and education. The Racine Common Council upheld Mayor Corey Mason's veto blocking a beer license for a proposed gas station and food mart on Washington Avenue. The mayor is citing concerns about alcohol sales near childcare facilities. Supporters argued that the project would have brought needed investment and fresh food to that neighborhood. Funeral arrangements for Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder, who died in the line of duty, are set for next Friday. Visitation is at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. A former Kenosha teacher was sentenced to more than a year in jail for sending inappropriate messages to a student. Christian Enright, who pleaded guilty to over a dozen misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges, was also given 3 years probation. Fireworks displays are happening tonight in several communities, including Sturtevant, Paddock Lake, and Waukesha. Tonight, Milwaukee debuts a new drone show at McKinley Beach. More fireworks are planned for tomorrow, of course, and there are some on Saturday. You can find those in Twin Lakes, Tishigan, and Oak Creek. You can start saving seats at 5 a.m. tomorrow for Racine's Parade. The 89th annual 4th Fest Parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units and a flyover expected at just before 11. The parade will be televised on Channel 24. You can get a parade rundown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks release another player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Bucks have waived backup center Chris Livingston after just 2 years with the team. Livingston, drafted by the Bucks in 2023 and was the highest paid player taken in the second round of the NBA draft. The move seen as a way for the team to get under the salary cap. Baseball, the Brewers face the Mets tonight in New York with a series win on the line. Last night, the Crew lost to the Mets 7-3 after rookie Jacob Mizorowski gave up a grand slam in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy.
He learned his lesson. He's ticked about it. Even some of his sequencing he's ticked about. He's just really in a good spot in that, darn it, why did this happen? You know what I mean? Like, I could have. And it's like, he can see it. There's just a really fine line between being dominant and being just okay. And, I'm certain he'll learn from it.
The Brewers won game one of yesterday's doubleheader, 7-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I was watching Animal Planet. Do you know that the male seahorse has the baby? And I was thinking, why don't they just call that the female seahorse? You know, it's just some stubborn scientist, you know? Yeah, that one there is male seahorse. Bill, that one's having a baby. Male has the baby. You're fired. My favorite animal is the manatee, the sea cow. Have you ever seen that animal? The manatee is endangered, and I think it's because it's out of shape. It looks like a retired football player. You ever seen it on the Discovery Channel? It's always floating around like, I'm bloated. Too much pizza.
Cha-cha-cha. Neil Sedaka, Oh Carol. Now, I heard he's singing about Carole King in that song. That's what I heard. 810, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Planning your 4th of July cookout? All right, you say, gee, what should we have here for meat? All right, I'm going to help you out here. What's the most important one meat option every solid 4th of July cookout has to have? According to this poll, number one, got to have burgers, followed by hot dogs, steak and chicken and ribs. Fish, voted not necessary to have at your 4th of July picnic. Some people like it, though. Some people don't want to eat meat. You got to keep that in mind, all right? It's 810, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Eric Burden and the Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
rising sun. The Animals, 8:14, make it 8:15 now. WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. All right. We got the Racine Raiders coming up this Saturday. The Raiders continue their season Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos all the way from North Carolina. They'll be at historic Horlick Field. WRJM will air the game featuring Don Wadowitz on play-by-play. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Racine Raiders football sponsored each time by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmus and Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and more. Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropic Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time on WRJN. Now, you can also go to the game, because right now I'm giving away a family four-pack of tickets to see the Racine Raiders take on the Fayetteville Commandos this Saturday, 7 o'clock at historic Horlick Field. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, and I will give you a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Racine Raiders this Saturday night. The phone number to call, 262-634-9756. And by the way, that spells out WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. All right. Hi, what's your first name?
Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm going deaf lately. All right, Dan, what town are you calling from?
WRJN.
No, what town are you calling from?
Oh, Racine.
So we both have hearing problems. Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
I guess.
Good. I didn't want to be alone. All right, Dan, we got some tickets for you. Four tickets for this Saturday night. Hold on the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are, Dan. All right, 8:16, local news, Timeless Hits, WRGN, and we'll be speaking to the head coach, Wilbert Kennedy, of the Racine Raiders coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
That's Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love. The second go-round for that song. First was Robert Knight, then Carl Carlton, and then Gloria Estefan had a hit with that song. I think we're due for another version pretty soon. It's 8:22, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today's sunny, highs 82, partly cloudy, low 69 tonight. For the 4th of July, couldn't be better. Partly sunny, highs near 88. Saturday, sunny and hot, highs near 93, and partly sunny Sunday with a chance of showers and thunder bumpers, highs near 83. Right now, 72 and sunny right here at Radio Park. All right. Can you name something that used to really be common but sort of vanished over the years? All right, how about those shoes with the wheels built into them? They were called Heelys. They're still around, just not as big as they used to be. Prizes in cereal boxes. Some still do have it. I always thought that was dangerous for little kids finding that and swallowing it, even if they just put it in their bowl by accident because they were really little. Picture in Picture. Remember that as a feature on TV sets? Huge deal. You can watch two things at once. Now everybody watches three things at once. The TV, the computer, and their phone. Voiceovers in movie trailers. I meant to mention this to Brett Hoffman. Used to be they had the guy in a time and a world where nothing existed. Now they don't do that anymore. They just show clips of the movie. Yeah, the voiceover people are gone. How about paid lunch breaks? 9 to 5 used to mean 8 hours. You get a break in the middle. Now a lot of companies switched to 9 to 6 at some point. Everybody just took it on the chin and said, okay, all right, all right. I got Bobby Darin from the Three Penny Opera.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Got someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. 5 will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now take it to Diva. Ho, ho. Yes, Suki Tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Linya. And old Lucy Brown. Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
WRJN.
is Golden, 829 at WRJN. All right, so this guy from Tennessee scratching off a $20 lottery ticket in the store told the clerk, if I hit the jackpot, I will never eat bologna again. Let's see if he's a man of his word. He hit it for $1 million. 830 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news this morning, see what's going on. All right, there we go. Stuart J. Waddles here with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 9 wanted to override the veto, 6 did not. Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a beer license for a planned Washington Avenue gas station and convenience store will stand. The Racine Common Council failed to reach the 10 votes needed to override. Mason pointed to the area's existing number of license holders and public safety concerns. Several council members and residents said the project could have revitalized that site and improved access to healthy food. The developer says the project may not move forward without that liquor license. The biennial budget was signed into law at just after 1:30 this morning. Governor Tony Evers had his pen out early. It capped a marathon legislative session that saw bipartisan support and some opposition from both parties. The $111.1 billion plan includes major investments in health care and education. Evers ended up making 23 partial vetoes. You can read all about what's included online today. Check out WRJN.com. An arborist that worked for the city of Kenosha will spend 45 days in jail for stealing rebate checks from the city's Parks Department. A judge yesterday said the act represented a betrayal of public trust. The former city worker, Jamie Watkins, did admit to the theft. And eager spectators can start saving seats at 5 tomorrow morning. Racine's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade returns tomorrow, one of the biggest celebrations of America in the Midwest. The parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units celebrating the theme Roots in Racine. It's expected a couple of F-35s will fly over at just before 11 a.m. This year's Spirit of Racine Award recipient is former Alderman Jeff Coe, and the Racine Raiders are the Grand Marshals. The celebration will be televised. It'll again air on TV Channel 24. You can get a full parade rundown and a lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust my phone. You ever download an app and it starts asking you questions? Hey, do you mind if I share information with your other apps? I mean, yes, I mind. How do you even know him? What the hell is going on? They're all up to something, those apps. You know it. That's their goal. They want to stay on your phone as long as possible. That's why it's so hard to delete an app. You ever try to delete an app? You got to do that hard press on the phone, first of all. Well, the app starts shaking. Oh, they know somebody's going. They know this. This is judgment day for one of them. One of them. Just looking around, seeing what each other did, like thinking about who's going. That's why they make that little X so small. It's small in the corner. Because you can't get it with your fat thumb, and you hit anywhere else on the screen, and everything settles. And they're like, and then you got to fire it up again. And they're like, oh my gosh, this guy's relentless. They're thinking about what they did. Oh, he's definitely getting rid of me. It's not you, it's me. I'm learning Spanish in 30 days. This idiot couldn't learn Spanish if he was raised in Guatemala for 30 years.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Coach Wilbur Kennedy from the Racine Raiders on board. Now, again, we're doing this on Thursday because of the 4th of July, and we want to get everybody in, make sure they're, we're not in the middle of their barbecues or anything else. So, Coach, now, last weekend, how'd you do last weekend?
Oh, wow. It was a great game. We won. We were losing going into the fourth quarter. We were down two scores. It was 12-0, and we had 9 minutes to go, and we scored two touchdowns with about – the second one came with about 46 seconds left on the clock.
And
we ended up kicking the extra point, and we won.
Now, you guys are in the 4th of July parade tomorrow. You are the Grand Marshals, huh?
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I haven't been in the parade since 1996 because of, being in law enforcement. I had to work every 4th of July. So I'm pretty excited about being down there with everybody.
Not only that, Grand Marshal. That's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Hopefully I don't screw this up.
WRGN will be in the parade. We're way back. We're number 78. They said, well, bury them in the middle somewhere. Nobody will find them. They'll be fine back there. Okay, and coming up this weekend, we have a game on Saturday at the historic Orlick Field from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Commandos.
Yes. They're basically a good football team out of North Carolina. So it's going to be a military theme. They have, I believe it's Army Reserve, I believe.
Yep, it's a salute to the military.
A lot of the players.
Yeah.
Yep.
Salute.
So
we're
excited about that. Excited another team, coming from way across the country to play us, bringing in these new teams like this, hopefully it stirs up more fans, more interest than playing local teams. So we're excited about it.
And with a salute to the military, what could be a better name to play? The Commandos. What a great name for a team.
I know. Yes, it is.
All right, Coach, I know you pulled over to the side of the road to talk to me, so why don't you just go back to driving? I didn't want to get you while you were driving. Good luck Saturday night against the Fayetteville North Carolina Commandos, and we're pulling for you, and we'll see you in the parade as the Grand Marshal this year, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Wilbur Kennedy, coach of the Racine Raiders.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you
local news. Timeless Hits. Looking for sunshine today and a beautiful day tomorrow on the 4th of July. Partly sunny with a high near 88. Right now, it's sunny 72 right here at Radio Park.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet. I'll give you all that I own. You got me standing in line. I'm in the cold. Baby, survive. Baby, shake me any way you want me. Long as you love me, it's all right. Baby, shake me any way you want me. You got the power to turn on the light. Everybody tells me I'm wrong to want you so bad.
American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me. It's 8:42. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So I know you're at work today. It's the right before the 4th of July, and you really don't want to be there, right?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
My heart and leave me sad. Tell me what.
Diana Ross, Supremes, Baby Love. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens in a few minutes here, but I'm just going to talk to you for just a second here. I was at Diana Ross's house. I was in, this is the same trip where I almost ran over James Stewart. I told that story before.
You're in L.A.? In Hollywood?
Yeah, Roxbury Drive, yeah.
Wow.
I almost ran over James Stewart. But before I almost ran over him, we were driving down there. Some kid was sitting on a beach chair selling Maps of the Stars home for $5. I gave him the $5. He gave me the map. I still have it. It's a pretty good map. So we're driving there. This Herb Alpert's house. Right next door to Herb Alpert is Diana Ross.
Wow, what a neighborhood.
Yeah. Right next to her is Sammy Davis Jr. Now, Sammy Davis was holding a party that night. They had catering trucks parked outside. And I said to the, I was with two other guys from the radio station I worked at in Milwaukee. And I said, you know, we could just walk in. These guys aren't dressed in any uniforms. They're just bringing stuff in. We could walk into Sammy's house. And I said, this will be great. We'll be in Samuel's house sitting on his couch and everything. And it was Bill Moose was with me and Rich Washer. And I said, they said, don't you even think about getting out of this car. On the other side of the street, Lucille Ball had just passed away that week. Huh. And they had a black wreath on her door. She lived next door where Jack Benny used to live.
Wow.
And James Stewart lived on the other side of her. Imagine that block party.
Right.
What a block party to have with all those famous people there.
Well, you know, thank goodness, though, because, you know, when they write your old bit, you know, they have 30, 40 years of radio, morning shows and all that kind of thing. It would be much better if it ends with that as to the man who killed James Stewart.
Almost killed James Stewart. Almost. I didn't kill him. Almost. Don't say I killed him. I almost killed him. All right. It's 8:47. On the other side of the spots here, we have Mike. We're going to talk sports right here at WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Look who decided to come into the studio, not on the phone, Mike Clemens, our sports guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you.
Now, I'm sitting in the chair you actually sat in for 8 years doing mornings at WRJN.
And I got to tell you, there's a difference between coming here at about 8:30 in the morning for a scene and 4:30 in the morning. It kind of doubles the time. You know that? I didn't quite realize that. Yeah. Like, I should have left the house a little bit earlier today from Mount Pleasant.
Tell me about it. No. Coming in early. So I'm glad you're in person today. That's good. You're having a nice fourth. And you're not going to be on the road on the 4th covering teams, right?
No, Brewers are last night were in New York in Queens playing the New York Mets. Then they're going to go on to Miami. But they'll be back on Monday night, so we'll be there to cover the Brewers and Dodgers series. And that'll be a real test for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Now, when the Mets used to play at Shea Stadium, they knocked that down and built Citi Field. It's in the same parking lot area. Mm-hmm. So I used to go there. My dad, back in 1969, actually had 8 seats for every game through his company.
Well, that's the year that the Mets won the World Series.
Now you're getting ahead of me. So he had 8 seats, and every weekend I got 4 of them to go. When the Mets were in town, I got 4 seats.
Awesome.
Now, keep in mind, I was only about 13, 14 years old, so I had to take the train to get in there. And that's, you got to know that the World's Fair was right next to Shea Stadium. So they built this spur to get off the line so you'd be at the World's Fair or Shea Stadium. So we used to go there. But to get home, you had to transfer in Woodside, Queens. Now, I don't know if people who know Woodside, Queens, it's not the greatest area in the world. And sometimes the games were over like 11 o'clock. I finally got to the Woodside, Queens platform. I can't believe my mother used to let me stand on that platform at 11 o'clock at night in Woodside, Queens when, you know, everything was. Now, it's not like today. Today's probably worse. But still, I would stay there with my friend. And we'd be hanging around there. And that was what did my mother, what was she thinking? You mentioned Queens. That's why I said that.
Well, here's what's the difference, though. These days, the game gets over with at about 10 o'clock because they've got that pitch clock. You
know, okay.
You got 18 seconds to throw a pitch. I mean, it's lopped off an hour of these games. I covered a Brewers game the other day at American Family Field, 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, and by the time I got out of Shea and I got the train that took me to Woodside, Queens to transfer, it was about 11 o'clock,
yeah.
You know, and sometimes it was, you know, later. But wow. But I was, so it was the year the Mets won the World Series, 1969.
Yeah. Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver, Jerry Grody, Ed Cranepool.
Yeah.
Duffy Dyer.
Broke the hearts of the Cubs fans because the Cubs thought they were on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, all the kids in the neighborhood wanted to be my best friend during the World Series because we got the same 8 seats for the World Series. Mm-hmm. Every kid wanted to be my friend.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So the Brewers, so what did you say we're doing this weekend?
Tonight their series against the Mets continue. They're going to be playing in Queens there, and there'll be some kid probably getting off the train, as you talk about.
Right? They still got this spur there.
Trying to get beat up, yeah. So yesterday, this game one of this series was rained out on Tuesday. They called it pretty early. So they did a split doubleheader yesterday. First game, Brewers got their bats out, man. Sal Frelick got another solo home run shot. Isaac Collins, who's been playing out like in left field, he had his 5th home run already yesterday. Where do they get these guys, right? So he gets a round tripper. And Joey Ortiz, who's been struggling at the plate up until about the last couple of weeks or so, he gets another home run, this time a grand slam. Brewers win 7-3. Freddie Peralta started. He pitched 100 pitches. And then D.L. Hall was able to finish out the game. So that rests their other closer, Trevor McGill and all that. So real good game. 2 or 3 hour break, come back, and they do the nightcap last night. And the Mets flipped it. And now this was the disappointing part, is that you've heard about the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski.
Mm-hmm.
This 23-year-old right-hander that throws the ball at 100 miles, 103 miles an hour. He had one 103 miles an hour the other day, Don. He gets out there, and second inning, things get a little shaky. They load the bases, and he gives up a ball hanging over the middle. Smash. Grand slam. And after that, hearing Pat Murphy post-game, he said, yeah, he started to get a little rattled. You can start seeing he's losing the grip on the ball. And literally, probably mentally as well, right? So they pulled him after almost 4 innings of work last night. So now the Miz, who his first 3 games, the best pitching record for a kid starting in the majors at pitcher since 1901. And I asked the Brewers, I said,
who did he pass? Like Ty Cobb or something? And they said, you know what? We don't know. That's just as early as they keep the records. That's how efficient this kid was. He ends up taking the loss last night. Mets won that one 7-2. So tonight is, as they call, the rubber match, game three of the three-game series in Queens tonight.
Okay, the NBA free agency. Let's talk about that.
Tuesday was just crazy. Could you sort of tell in my voice and doing the updates every hour? Free agency started. It's actually what they call the tampering period, where legally you can start calling other teams or players, making out deals, and then the actual free agency come in and all these guys will sign these deals that they've verbally agreed to in the last 48 hours or so. Anyway, no one thinks that the Bucks are going to be able to do anything because they've given away all these draft picks over the next 5 years. They've made big trades. They've traded other players. But they're in such a pickle right now because Damian Lillard is going to be out for the next year. So they all of a sudden, it's a breaking news. And ESPN there is on this TV set saying, yeah, we think Giannis wants out. You know, he knows that the Bucks have their backs to the wall. Just reporting, Miles Turner, who helped lead the Indiana Pacers to the finals this year, right? At center, 6'11", free agent. He's leaving the Pacers. He's got a deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. And these guys are all looking at each other like, we thought the Bucks had no options left. Salary cap, giving away all the trade picks. What is going on? Yeah, 4 years, $113 million. It's like one of the biggest deals in this free agency period.
I remember when I was a kid watching the Hollywood Palace TV show. You remember the Hollywood Palace?
Yeah.
It was like a variety show. And they had, I'm trying to remember, it was Mickey Mantle, and I don't know if it was Roger Maris, but they wanted $100,000 to play baseball.
Right.
And they went on there and they had a song. They were singing to pay us our money. Yeah. We want to. That was $100,000. They were two of the biggest baseball players, not only in Yankee history, but in history. And they were just fighting to get $100,000.
So all these NBA insiders are sitting there on the set for over a half hour with hot cameras on going, can we double check this? How are the Bucks able to do this? I don't know. What is going on? And they just think there's something. And the next thing I would say here, and the Bucks are waving Damian Lillard, the guy who's going to be out for the next year with the torn Achilles injury. And they're like, well, wait a minute. So is that, but they still got to pay him. No, guys, you all didn't read the collective bargaining agreement. On page 15, paragraph 3 is a little thing where a team, if you're willing to waive a guy like that and you can pay him, you can stretch the payments or adjust it if the player agrees to it. That's how you can get out and make the room, the salary cap room, to bring in this guy from the Pacers. So John Horst not only looked like he had his back against the wall and probably was going to lose Giannis, would be disinterested and go to another team. He takes away from one of your competitors, the Pacers, who have become a real rival, takes away their center and moves on with that. Signed another guard, too, out of the Orlando Magic named Harris. And re-signed two or three of these players, like Gary Trent Jr., a point shooter, he's a point guard. He's got signed a two-year deal with a second-year player option. So basically, John Horst has added the center. Brooke Lopez moved on to the L.A. Clippers. He's 37 years old. And so he's got a younger group of guys around Giannis to give it one more run. Now they also gave away two more picks like in 2030 to make one of these deals. But at the end of the day, the Bucks really pulled a rabbit out of the hat this past week.
Nice seeing you in person.
Nice to see you. So you're going to be in the parade tomorrow?
Yeah, number 78. Lou Regani and I, number 78.
And you and Lou, right?
Right.
Okay. Which do you want? Spoiled oranges or rotten tomatoes?
You think they're going to throw them?
No, I got two crates waiting for you in my garage.
Thank you.
I've had them out there for 2 weeks.
Thank you. I'm looking for the trail of coolant like last year when it was leaking from his car.
Yeah, sure. I played quarterback in high school. I still got the gun. So.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thank you, Mike. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you and looking forward to all you guys in the 4th Fest Parade tomorrow.
In here, live in studio for 6 straight hours tomorrow morning starting at 6, Cindy Huber. Have yourself a wonderful 4th of July. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
Local news and time. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin on Capitol Hill, where House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is using what's called his magic minute to delay the vote on President Trump's big tax and spending bill.
I feel the obligation, Mr. Speaker, to stand on this House floor and take my sweet time to tell the stories of the American people.
That minute has lasted more than 3 hours now.
All we need is four Republicans to show John McCain levels of courage when it comes to protecting